想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. Now, this week we're talking about villa, or in Chinese the word is 别墅, but I think, Mark, when Chinese people talk about 别墅, they actually are just talking about any kind of detached housing, but is it different from a villa?
Well, from my own perspective, we think of villas as being something that is almost exclusively Spanish or Italian. We think of it as a rather elegant, usually white-coloured, plastered house, perhaps near the sea with a beautiful view of hills and mountains. And so it does have connotations of luxury to British people. For us, this is a very European, continental, southern European word.
I see. 所以在英国人的眼中 ,villa 这个词是和那种西班牙式的豪华的别墅联系在一起的。So let's take this opportunity to talk about different kinds of houses. One that comes to my mind is the two-door style houses.
Is this a house with a door at the front and a door at the back? Two-door.
Tudor
is how we pronounce、
right.
it. I mean, you might find in American English they say Tudor, but Tudor is too far away from the pronunciation、
I、
for、
see.
Us to not confuse it with a house with two doors.、So yes, Tudor obviously dates from the time of Henry VIII and so forth. People have been watching Wolf Hall and the Tudors and all those things, and this is the style. There are very few Tudor buildings left. One of them is to the southwest.West of London, and it's called Hampton Court. That was King Henry VIII's home. But when people build a house now in that kind of style, it's called mock Tudor. Mock is another word that means fake, but it doesn't have a negative connotation in architectural terms.
Of course, Tudor style 就是仿都铎王朝式的别墅。Now, from my understanding, a lot of them use dark red bricks, right? It gives an outlook of solemn feel.Also, there are like steeply pitched roofs.
Yes, that's right. And it's interesting because when it comes to people's own homes, and again, I'm talking about in the UK, they think that red brick is rather high end, you know, and quite attractive. And yet, conversely, if you're talking about universities...If you say that somebody went to a red brick university, that's actually an insult, and it means that they didn't go to one of the really old universities like Cambridge or Oxford or Durham. These places, of course, are hundreds of years old and are built of stone. But a red brick university education is considered to be slightly inferior university education.
Interesting. 所以红砖虽然感觉上是很高贵典雅、很古老的感觉，但是如果有人说你上了一所红砖大学，那就是说你上的并不是一所一流的学府。Okay, let's talk about the Victorian houses. I think you know more than me in this, Mark.
Yeah, Victorian, this refers to the reign of Queen Victoria. It refers to that period of history, mainly 19th century, from about 1860 to 1900. Many, many British people live in Victorian housing, which is well over 100 years old. It just proves how well they built it. You tend to find that they have high ceilings,also very spacious rooms, and they might have some wooden beams in the ceiling as well, which are all seen as very desirable features these days.
那维多利亚式的建筑就是在英国维多利亚时期，也就是大概是1837年到1900年初的这样的建筑风格，通常是非常的宽敞，并且呢还有凸于墙体之外的窗户。
I mean, the other one that kind of links on, I think, to Victorian houses is colonial style homes. And I mean, if we look at it in terms of the actual word, it meansSomething that you would find in some sort of colony. This is a word that's used to describe, for example, the French colonial style. You find that in some parts of Vietnam. You find the British colonial style in some parts of the world as well. It's where the empires went. Now, the thing is, what is the colonial style? Well, here I have to quote an English judge who, when he was presiding over a pornography trial,He said, if you ask me to define pornography, I couldn't do it, but I know it when I see it. And I think it's the same with the colonial architectural style. Personally, I know it when I see it, but it's a bit hard to explain what it is.
That's right. Colonial style home, 殖民地式的建筑应该指的是英国和其他西方的老牌列强在其殖民地所建造的这样的房屋样式。
And if you go to South and Central America, you'll see Spanish colonial style as well. The other interesting one that you'll spot if you go to France, France is called the pigeonnière style. And if you look on some larger French houses, you see things that look like witches' hats. Think of Harry Potter, the Dumbledore hat in Harry Potter. And they have these things on the ends of some of their buildings in France. Very, very tall, very pointy, narrow, black, conical, decorative cones. These are called pigeonnières. This comes from the word pigeon, which is a type of bird. It's because they look like the homes where pigeons might live.
I see. Pigeonnière 指的是这种又高又尖的锥形屋顶，那也经常在法国见到。 Okay, and that's all we have for this edition of Roundtable's Word of the Week.